I'm here with Caitlin. We're part of the youth media team. We're here at SessieCon and we're interviewing Colm Gorrie.
So, Colm, why are you here today?
I'm here with Silicon Republic. We're Ireland's largest tech and science news website. We're basically just looking to see kind of what are some of the interesting things that teachers are dealing with in terms of coding and trying to help students develop their skills. Because like I was saying earlier, as a kid, I would have never gotten the chance to be able to try out stuff like Minecraft, especially like little gaming things like that, that can offer you insight into, you know, tinkering around with how a game actually works instead of just playing it. So from our perspective, we're just kind of trying to see how much teachers are becoming involved with. And I'm seeing, at least from the attendance here, it's incredible. Like the amount of teachers here who are obviously interested, who might not have a background in coding or anything, like you were, but are now developing their skills in things like Scratch, which is going to seemingly revolutionise how even the whole coding world works for teachers and kids.
What is your role with Silicon Republic?
So I'm a journalist, so I'm out covering events like this, or else I'll be in the office ringing people and writing all this whole load of stories. It could range from discovery of gravitational waves recently in astronomy to events like this, where it's just ground-based coding, helping kids and stuff like that. So wide range of bases.
So you have an event coming up this year. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yep, so we've got InspireFest coming up this end of June, start of July, 30th of June, 2nd to the 2nd of July. It's basically trying to get rid of the whole stereotype and view of coding and tech and everything science like that as just a purely white male pursuit. It's open to, like, what we want to have is the most inclusive event. We have women from every kind of background, nationality, doesn't matter, coming and to tell us kind of their experiences trying to promote tech and science from all fields, all around the world. We've some really interesting speakers, especially John and Brenda Romero, who were heavily involved with the development of the game Doom and basically defined the gaming genre. So I know I'm particularly interested in seeing that, but there's a whole host of events, and then there's after events where it's going to be a lot of cool comedy talks, music. Oh, it's going to be great.
So why do you think events like InspireFest and SessieCon are important?
Well, because they're huge networking events. They get people from all types of backgrounds coming together and basically just trying to meet, because like what we have online areas like Twitter, which is great, has been great for networking, be able to create connections across the world. It still doesn't beat being able to come to an event and just meeting your peers and meeting some really cool people, sharing ideas and, you know, developing, even at least from a business point of view. Well, this isn't exactly a business point of view, but like say for startups, there's nothing better than being able to meet potential investors and stuff like that. So networking and events like this are definitely cool.
Okay. Thanks.